Hello and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast that I created as an excuse to sit down, actually throw in a load of laundry while simultaneously spilling the dirty laundry on the internet. My name is still Drew Rin. I am so excited for my special guest later, so stick around for one of the coolest interviews I will ever do on the show. But first, I want to talk about aging. As I've hit my mid-20s, I have really started getting uninterested in clothes that are uncomfortable. I used to wear tight low-rise jeans with a crop top, entire stomachs greeting you, high heels, and a super tight ponytail. But nowadays, I'm lucky to spend a whole day in my baggy mom jeans. Something just happens and you become a lot less interested in looking good or being uncomfortable just to look good. I still care about the way that I look. I just don't care about it enough to be uncomfortable as long. This has gotten so bad that when my favorite black slip-ons started breaking at the seams, I went to replace them and came home with Dr. Scholl's. This is so not sponsored, it's just true. The thing is, though, Dr. Scholl's look exactly the same. They're faux leather slip-ons with, they're like black faux leather, kind of like a snakeskin look with a white sole, but they have better foot support. I am not going to apologize for being so supported. I'd like to thank my supporters, Dr. Scholl's. Moving on, you know I love a good list. So here is a list of things that I found on Twitter that apparently white people love to say. As a fellow white person, I want to rename this things that my parents love to say. Things that my parents and my in-laws and everyone's parents that I've ever met love to say. Oh man, these are so funny. I don't even know how I'm going to get through this. I'm just going to read them the way that Twitter says them, which is what white people love to say. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try to get through. White people love saying, quote, while someone's not happy when they hear a child crying somewhere. Oh, it's so true. And I'm going to tell you each one that I'm guilty of. I've so said that. Oh, well, someone's not happy when I hear a child crying in Target. White people love to say, we came at the right time when the line gets really long behind them in a restaurant. White people love saying, there's my cardio for the day after walking up a flight of stairs. I'm so guilty of this. I do that every time I do anything slightly strenuous on my body. I always say, oh, there's my cardio for the day. White people love saying, oh, these are dangerous after trying a new snack. White people love saying, quote, well, I loosened it up for you after asking someone to help open a jar and they open it with ease. I have said that without a doubt every time I've ever had someone open something for me that I couldn't get open. I'm like, well, I loosened it up for you. Why do we feel so unique saying that? Like, well, we always laugh when we say it too. We're like, well, I loosened it up for you. White people love saying, oop, I got to scoop past you. Or, oop, can I sneak by you? As they walk by someone. It's so true. I do that every airplane I've ever been on. I say, oop, can I sneak by you? Can I sneak? Oop. It's always oop. Oop. Can I sneak by you? White people love to say, quote, see you next year when it's late December. Without a doubt, every December, that's all I be hearing. That is white people love saying, quote, that's just what the doctor ordered after taking the first sip. White people love saying, I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger. Every writing session I've ever done, I'm a hugger. White people love to say, going to feel that in the morning when someone gets hurt. Oh, they're going to feel that in the morning. White people love to say, quote, oh, I want to see that after every movie trailer. That's literally my mom. This one's so specific to my white mom. She, every time we're at the movies, oh, I want to see that. Or if I tell her about something, oh, I want to see that. White people love saying, knock, knock, out loud instead of knocking. It's so true. Knock, knock. White people love to say, sheesh, it's a friggin' sauna in here when they walk into a hot room. See, this is why I changed it. This is why I changed it. I can't stop. Oh, God. I changed it to things people's parents say, because I believe most people's parents say stuff like this. And I am apparently with the parents. I'm with the rents. White people love to say, "Oh, big stretch," after the dog stretches. That's not funny. If you don't say that, don't speak to me. If when you see a dog stretching, you don't go, "Oh, big stretch," I literally don't want to be your friend. So anyway, that one's a rite of passage to being my friend. You have to, that's the quiz. If anyone ever says, "What's the rite of passage to being Drew Wren's friend?" You have to say, "Oh, big stretch," to a dog when you see it stretching. That one's not funny. I'm triggered. Before we get to our special guest today, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button, and please leave us a review on Apple and Amazon. You guys know I love to share your reviews on here at the end of the show, so please keep leaving those reviews. Y'all are so sweet, and those reviews are helping me. I just got approved for spot ads, which I am super, super excited about. Y'all know that I've told you we want to keep these lights on. Girl, we want to keep the lights on, and y'all are making it possible. Thank you, because doing this show is literally one of my biggest dreams. I've wanted to do it for forever, and if you know me, you know that eventually I want to turn this show into a real, like, a talk show. So thank you so much for helping me make my dream come true. I could not appreciate you more.
New segment alert.
This segment is called Laundry Money. Get your wallets ready, because this is a segment where I plug something you have to spend money on. I'm kidding. This is a segment where I plug something I'm really excited about that you will probably have to spend money on. I want to chat merch. We've talked about it on some past episodes a little bit, but I do have a merch store called Shop Drew Wren. As a lot of you know, I am a musician by day, podcaster by night, and I have a merch shop where I have released merch for all of my recent singles, my viral song Orchestra. We've got some merch for that one. We have some merch for my song Old School, which was the first song I did kind of a big music video for. And my new single, You'll Miss Me, is about to have some merch drop. So you will want to be one of the first people to get that merch and to get a discount for that merch, because we do discounts here on my platform. I also am working on some Laundry Day merch. As you guys know, we talked about doing some Okay So merch, because every single episode I say Okay So a million times. So some Okay So merch. We're going to do some Whatever merch, because I say that a lot as well. And then I am going to give you a sneak preview right now, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, of something else we're working on right now. It just says it's Laundry Day on it for you guys who are just listening. I am so excited. Go to shopdrewwren.com to get merch now.
Segment over.
I know I call this segment Laundromat Gossip, but I really want to share a personal story about why you should never actually gossip about someone. A few years ago, I was out at a restaurant with a couple, and I was sharing with them an experience that I had had 2 years earlier. So I was sharing this old experience with them. I just felt comfortable with them. I felt like I could share this experience. I totally was gossiping about this girl and how she had hurt me and she was a bad friend. I was just gossiping, though. I mean, I was totally just giving my whole story about how she had treated me and all this stuff from years before. And I kid you not, I've been waiting to tell the story because it sounds like it's not real. I kid you not, I got a tap on my shoulder and I turn around and it was her. It was the girl that I was talking about, the girl from years before who I had not seen or spoken to once. I had never seen her again. I never spoke to her. We just, you know, moved on. She was there. I must have been white as a ghost because I was mortified. I mean, I was, did she hear me? Did she hear what I was saying? I was totally like telling these other people this long drawn out story of what it was like when I knew her and all these things. And she taps my shoulder in a public restaurant and she's there. Had she heard me? What did she hear me say? I was shocked. My jaw was just dropped. How weird was it that the one time I felt comfortable sharing my experience with her, she shows up? It's not like I had talked about her all the time. I literally, when we split ways, I hardly thought about her. When I would think about her, it just brought me like a not good feeling. So I never shared. I just had felt so comfortable in this conversation I was having to gossip. And that was the biggest lesson I've ever, ever, ever learned about gossiping, is that person could literally be right there. But really, this is the lesson. Is no matter where you are or how right you feel, that person could find out your words about them. Even if they don't walk into the restaurant, that's such a crazy experience, but they could find out what you said about them. And I'm so much more careful with my words now after that happened, because homegirl really walked in. on me talking about her in a restaurant years later. It's just, that's just too weird. But I know that God, you know, God always teaches me lessons in that type of way. It's like, oh, Drew, oh, oh, let me scoop by you. But really, like, that's the, I'm sorry. I don't know. Oh, man. Time for a random fact of the day. To keep from drifting apart, sea otters hold hands when they sleep. That's right. To keep from drifting apart. Can you just picture a bunch of sea otters holding hands? It's so cute. I try to hold hands with my husband when we sleep and he gets irritated. He doesn't want to touch. He doesn't want to touch when we're sleeping. Why? I just want to touch all night. I want to hold hands like otters. Have any of you tried VR? I was in the studio today talking with some friends who are gamers. And I said, all right, guys, I'm not really a big gamer, but I have VR. And they're like, oh, no, we've never tried it. Well, I know that in my state, there is like actually a place that you can go to try out VR headsets. So if you don't know what VR is, it's virtual reality. So it's a virtual reality headset. And I went to this place with some friends that you can like rent the things for an hour or whatever and play at this place with your friends a bunch of different games. I was hooked when I went. I did like this horror game where I'm walking through these dark halls. Like it was so scary and it felt so real. Virtual reality is this headset you put on and everything you see looks like a real room. So anyway, my husband and I, super impulse buyers. We've always been this way. We should not be together. We'll talk about it with our therapist tomorrow. But but for real, like we went and impulse bought the Oculus headsets, not sponsored. And we're addicted. We're so addicted to VR. I have a ton of games. I play with my little brother. He's 14. I play with him across the US and it feels like we're really together. Every time I take the headset off, I do get this weird, let me know if you're out there and you get this too, but I get this weird like depression when I take it off and I realize like it wasn't all real, especially when I'm playing with my little brother because like his character is his height. Like it measures your height and everything. His character is his height. Like we're talking through the headset and we're in this virtual world and it feels so real. A funny story about it. This is so bad, but I know my best friend and her husband listen to my podcast, so I have to tell the story. I have to tell the story. So shout out to you, Shell, if you're listening. So we brought our VR home to Arizona, where my best friend lives for my whole life. And there's this game called The Plank. It's where you are walking this plank on top of a giant building. And it feels real. When you stand on this plank, you look down and it feels like you're actually standing on a plank off of the edge of a skyscraper. And it's so scary, especially for me. I'm scared of heights. So we put my best friend in it and she's like standing on this plank and we're all out laughing at her. And one of us, I'm going to say who it was, my husband, went to and grab her shoulders just to like scare her because she was standing on this plank. But she got so disoriented in the game that she really felt like she was falling because he knocked her off the edge of the plank in the game. You know, but we're outside. We don't know. We can't see what she sees. And so she goes like tumbling down and did this like cartoon run, like brrr, like where your feet get like all like brrr, and she's doing this cartoon run and fell, like ran into the wall. It's like this running fall. If you've ever seen like VR fails, it's exactly what it looks like. It's like this run into falling in real life. She fell down and she sent me a picture. She had a huge bruise on her leg because she hit her leg when she fell. I shouldn't be laughing. It's actually dangerous. So don't do that. We learned our lesson. We never interfere with a VR person ever again. But yeah, that's my story. That's my VR, long-winded VR story. Up next is my segment called Dirty Laundry. For our new viewers and listeners, I am just covering the news and I try to keep it as unbiased as possible. If you have a story you think I should cover, please leave a comment or go to my social media platforms and let me know. This week's Dirty Laundry is on Hillsong. You know them from their hit song Oceans, Where Feet May Fail. You call me out upon the water. One of my favorite songs ever. They're a church. They're a mega, mega, mega church that makes great music. As much as I love their music, I can't say this is the first time I've heard some things about them. Whether it's true or you want to believe it is up for you to decide. This segment has a light trigger warning like last time, so please skip ahead if you need to. In this segment, we do tend to cover heavier topics such as abuse and assault. sexual assault, those types of things. So if that triggers you, please, please, please skip ahead. I won't go too much into detail, though, if you are curious about listening and you can get through it. All right, getting straight into it then. Sorry, I got a little lost giving my trigger warning. Carl Lentz was a celebrity pastor. You may have seen him hanging with Justin Bieber and other celebrities. He recently had what the church called a, quote, fall from grace, or in other words, he cheated on his wife. The church let him go because you'll find most churches can't necessarily tolerate that kind of behavior from their, what are they called? I can't think of what it's called now. Goes to church whole life, but can't think of what it's called. The pastors, like they're the heads of the church, whatever. So they let him go. Over the past week, it has come to light a story that he is being accused of sexual abuse. Without going into too much detail, from what I can gather, these accusations are coming from Leona Kimes, another Hillsong pastor. Leona is not only a fellow pastor, but also has babysat Lent's kids. The quotes from Vanity Fair, Kimes says, this quote is from Vanity Fair, Kimes said, I was subjected to manipulation, control, bullying, abuse of power, and sexual abuse. She then claims, quote, I was physically violated by his unwanted and repeated sexual touching of my intimate areas. A strange detail to this story is that a few people on TikTok have dove in deeper and posted their proof that Leona and her husband have been accused of the same thing. So far, this Hillsong Church founders The Hillsong church founders are standing with Leona on the subject. I'm sorry this segment seems to have a theme. I really hope that in the weeks to come, there will be less breaking news of these types of topics and more lighthearted dirty laundry to cover. If you want me to dive in deeper to the Hillsong church scandals, there are many other layers as to why a lot of Christians don't support their doctrine and church either. What are your thoughts? Oh my gosh, it's so hard to get through this segment every week. It seems like every time I start doing research for, you know, what's kind of going on, what is the dirty laundry that's being aired out, it seems to have a theme. Let's break the theme, people. Oh my gosh, this is awful. So as you guys know, this is a bit of a more mature segment on my podcast, but I do think it's important to cover. I think these are things that are clearly needing to be brought to light, and I am just trying to cover them as best as I can without getting too heavily involved. I wanted to remind you all to please keep leaving reviews. Thanks to all of you, we just got approved for some ads, which means, yay, we keep the Laundry Day lights on. Keep sharing this podcast with your friends as well so we can start getting even bigger ads where I can truly choose products that I think you guys will love. As you guys know, I've never taken on a brand deal that isn't something I believe in. In my DMs on Instagram, in my TikTok DMs, I'm getting offers for brand deals almost daily and not almost daily, almost hourly every day. And I turn down so many because I just want to be really careful with what I promote to you all. I want to be super honest. If it's something that I can't either A, relate to, it's something I'm not comfortable promoting, I just won't do it. I'm blessed to be able to make enough money in other ways that I don't have to take on brand deals that I don't love. So in the future, you guys are going to know that every brand deal we do here on the podcast is going to be one that I truly believe in. Y'all can trust me on products. Y'all know I am a product lady. I'm an Amazon freak too. So if any products that I ever advertise, you can get on Amazon, y'all know I'm going to be dropping that link. All right, this episode, I can't speak anymore. I can never speak. Someone do a compilation of me not being able to speak on my own podcast. This episode is about to be wrapped up. I feel like I have so much more to say to you all. So please go to checkedfan.com if you want to hear some secret episodes. I open up more about my experience in the music industry there, what's happened to me. I have had some bad situations with labels. I have had some management deals fall out. I talk so much more personally on there, and I have some really, really exciting exclusive content for you all over there. So go check that out, and I will see you all next time. Thank you so much for joining me on Laundry Day. Before we go, you know I love to read your reviews, so I am going to read you guys one of the reviews. This review is by Victoria. It says, my first introduction to the powerhouse that is Drew Rinn was on The X Factor. It's been so great to see her grow into an incredible songwriter and an even more talented musician and vocalist. Her personality is so entertaining, and she has a fresh and lighthearted perspective on the topics she covers. The business insights she gives and speaks to hurt credibility within the industry as well. If you are looking for a podcast with a variety of topics that will always keep you interested, this is it. Thank you, Victoria. That is so sweet. That is a really, really good review. I so appreciate to hear that. Thank you, Victoria. Like I said, if you guys want to hear more of my insight on the music industry, please leave a comment also and let me know some topics you want me to elaborate more. Go on my TikTok to the Q&A area and type in your questions. I love to answer some of your questions here as well. And I am just looking forward to continuing on this amazing show. You guys have made one of my dreams come true with this show and just your religious listening. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me chat with my amazing guests today. I will see you all next time. Say something nice to one other person and make the world a better place. I love you.